This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue our study of the lesson based upon Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 26, Great Lessons from a Great Man, Moses. Hear the reading of God's Word. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked unto the recompense of reward. Last time we noted that Moses faced a great decision. Should he stay at the court of Egypt, perhaps even become Pharaoh of that great land, and with all of the blessings that accrue to him as a result of such a decision, of money and power and sensuality and so forth? Or should he turn and serve God by aligning himself with the people of God and sharing the ill treatment which they were receiving at that time? We noted that this closely parallels the decision that each of us must make, that is, either to love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ or to reject him. Each of us faces then a great decision. We looked last time at the fact of it and the importance of it. Now let us notice the elements of this decision. And in order to bring out the elements of this decision for us, I want you to note the elements of that decision which was faced by Moses. First of all, let us note the negative element. He refused. What did he refuse? He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now bear in mind that he was refusing a great deal in making that decision. He was refusing the power of the Egyptian empire, refusing the money, refusing the popularity, refusing all that could come his way by way of sensual pleasure because of having such power. This means then that he said no to some things. But this decision had not only a negative element, it also had a positive element. Notice the language of the Bible, choosing rather to acknowledge and to be involved in the ill treatment which the people of God were enduring, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And so, you see, he said no to some things, and he also said yes to some things. Now, that's exactly in principle what you and I must do. There are certain things to which we must say no, and Paul lists some of these in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, when he lists some of the works of the flesh and makes clear that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But he then goes on and enumerates some of the things to which we must say yes. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, and so on. One cannot be right with God and not say no to certain things and without saying yes to certain other things. Thus far in our study, we have noted in regard to this great decision that Moses made that each of us faces a great decision. Secondly, we note the elements of it, both negative and positive. Now let us note the cost of the decision that was made by Moses. First of all, what he gave up was costly. He gave up great wealth, sensual pleasure, friends and loved ones. After all, he had been raised at the court of Pharaoh. After all, his closest acquaintances must have been at that court. He gave up in great cost the great power that would have been his, the great recognition that would have been his. So we reiterate, what he gave up was costly. And secondly, what he chose was costly. He chose opposing his old friends. He chose suffering, actual physical suffering. He chose fighting for the right. And he chose reproach. Now let's think about the reasons for it, why he made this decision. He made it because he could distinguish truth from error. He made it because he could distinguish right from wrong. He made it because he saw clearly what was of real and of lasting value, that is, the reproach of Christ. And if any person is not willing to share the reproach of what it means to be a Christian, then he's not in the right frame of mind to be an acceptable follower of Christ. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.